Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. God has given us unlimited treasures in His Word. Every time we open it, we can discover a new treasure or admire an old one. What will we find today? Here's Carla Early with Treasure Hunt in the Word.
I love to travel, see new things, meet new people, but I'm not sure I'd like to if I had to walk 80 miles to the next town, especially after being thrown out of the last town. But this was something Paul and Barnabas had to get used to. In our journey through Acts, we're joining Paul and Barnabas in Iconium in Acts 14:1-7. Now, this was a town in southern Galatia. When they got to town, where did they go first? You guessed it, the synagogue, to share the gospel with the Jews first. It seems like every town they traveled to had enough Jews for a synagogue. That just shows you how widespread the Jews were throughout the Roman Empire. Paul and Barnabas traveled together as a team, but it also helped them as they preached the gospel to the Jews because the law stated a matter must be established by the testimony of two witnesses. In this synagogue, they found both Jews and Greeks, not only proselytes, but quite a few Gentiles who attended in search of the one true God. Apparently, God had prepared many hearts because it says in Acts 14:1 that a great multitude, both of the Jews and of the Gentiles, believed. Of course, the next verse begins with a but. There's always a but. Wherever God is working, the enemy is trying to hinder. It says, but the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brethren. Just like James 3:8 tells us, the tongue is full of deadly poison, and Satan used that poison to turn people not against the gospel, but against Paul and Barnabas. It was personal. These unbelieving Jews not only rejected God's word to them, but they told lies about the two men that they didn't even know, just to hurt their reputation so no one would listen to them. Now that Paul and Barnabas ran into opposition, it was time to go, right? Those who were going to believe had accepted the gospel. They could move on. Nope. It says, therefore, because of the opposition, they stayed there a long time, speaking boldly in the Lord. They couldn't just leave those baby Christians to face opposition on their own. The two preachers stayed as long as they could to disciple the new believers and possibly to change the perception of those who had heard the lies of the unbelieving Jews. But it wasn't just Paul and Barnabas' word against the Jews in this. The Holy Spirit confirmed what they said with signs and wonders. Those things were God saying, these men are my mouthpiece with my message. You need to listen to them. Soon the city became divided, believers and unbelievers. That's really the only two types of people there are, even today. As Jesus said in Matthew, do not think I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. Or in Luke's gospel, he said he came to bring division. Sometimes standing up for what is right does bring division. In this case, it almost got Paul and Barnabas stoned. But they fled to Lystra and Derbe and continued preaching. Again, persecution came. Again, they moved on and kept preaching. When you encounter a crisis, does your life completely crumble into little pieces? Or do you take a deep breath, go on, and live victoriously? Do you worry, obsess, or do you get on with life? When your witness gets rejected, do you move on and find someone else to tell? Or do you crawl back into a shell and quit sharing? Paul and Barnabas kept going. And spoiler alert, this is just the beginning.
You can contact us at treasurehuntintheword@gmail.com. We'd love to hear the treasures God has given you through His Word. You can listen to other episodes at our website, which you can find in the description below. Thanks for listening, and remember, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.